There are four councillors to be elected.
No one expected it to be a pretty picture for Labour here in Scotland's biggest city. But the reality turned out to be their worst nightmare. It became agonising as candidate after candidate lost their seat. This is hugely significant on a number of levels. After almost 40 years in charge, the Reds are out and the Yellows are in.
Today must be tinged with disappointment because it is the end of almost 40 years of power for Labour.
Well, the disappointment is that there are fantastic Labour candidates, who some of whom weren't returned today, and I feel personally for each and every one of those.
Labour's Frank McAveety has lost his job as the city leader.
We're on our way back because people recognise that the referendum is dividing the country.
It was a very different story for the SNP. Nicola Sturgeon emerged through the doors to a hero's welcome, cheers and high fives, declaring victory. But the Nationalists failed to take overall control of Glasgow.
First Minister, how does it feel?
This is a historic occasion. Labour have run the city for 40 years, and today, under the brilliant leadership of Susan Aitken, that has been brought to an end. So I look forward to Susan giving this city a bright new start.
You're maybe not doing quite as well as you'd hoped.
Well, look, we've won the election today, or certainly we look as if we're on track to winning the election. And, you know, I can't but feel proud of the SNP today. More votes, more seats, more councils won, bringing 40 years of Labour administration in Glasgow to an end, winning and becoming the largest party in all of our major cities.
It was also a major day for the Tories. They jumped from one councillor to eight in Glasgow. Thomas Kerr managed to get a seat in the east end of the city for the first time ever.
That was a shock, was it?
Very much so. When you stand as a Conservative candidate in east end of Glasgow, you don't normally expect to win, but there you go. I didn't think I was going to pull it off until I came in here today.
So, with no overall control in many of our authorities, Green councillors could act as the power brokers in any coalition talks. And it's now not just the main parties who are coming to terms with the political earthquake today. Sally from the Valley has managed to become a councillor. Sally Cogley from the Rubbish Party will represent Irvine Valley, focusing on picking up waste. So, major changes across the west of Scotland today, with the political script being completely ripped up. Let's go and get the story from the east of the country with Derek Ferguson.
The SNP may have walked away as the largest party in the capital today, but the Tories very nearly pipped them to the post. It went down to the wire, the last ward. Just one seat made the difference for the Nationalists. Labour had to settle for a distant third. The Tories haven't been anywhere near power in Edinburgh since 1980. And at the count earlier, leader Ruth Davidson was greeted with cheers from her supporters and boos from her opponents. She told me they're hot on the SNP's heels.
We'll always put local services first, not constitutional division. We'll stand up to the SNP. We won't be steamrollered by an overmighty central government at Holyrood that's been stripping powers from local councils. We will always stand up for local communities. And you know, that's paid dividends today.
Up along the country's east coast, in Fife to Aberdeen, the SNP emerged as the strongest force. But with Labour underperforming, the Tories threatened to turn parts of the map blue for the very first time. It was a decent showing as well for the Lib Dems, who made more modest gains, with six seats here and 14 up in Aberdeenshire. Here's leader Willie Rennie.
If you look at the seats across the country where we're contesting to win at the general election next month, we've made phenomenal progress. In Edinburgh West, getting 52% of the vote in one of the wards. This is great progress.
The Greens will also be pleased they managed eight councillors in Edinburgh alone. But there's no doubt it's the Conservatives who've rocked the political landscape. I've been asking voters how they feel.
Personally, I feel like I'm going back to my Liberal roots, because I'm not a fan of nationalism or the Tories.
You've got the SNP and then you've got the right-wing Tory, and to me, the middle ground or Labour are just non-existent at the moment.
It's now up to the parties to do deals with each other on who takes control of our councils. But many will already be looking ahead to next month's general election. The SNP hope to rally their supporters to the cause, while the Tories aim to keep their momentum going. Both parties will see today's result as game on.